Welcome back. In this lesson, we're going to flip an Amen style mid bass into something that feels right for a sunrise set, using Ableton Live 12. And I want you to think about this as more than just making the sound brighter. The goal is to take that raw jungle pressure, keep the rhythmic identity, and turn it into a new emotional register, like the same character coming out the other side of an all-night journey. This works especially well in drum and bass because contrast is everything. If your first drop is dark, mechanical, or heavy on tension, then the sunrise flip gives the crowd a release without killing the energy. So we're still talking about impact, but now the impact is warmth, space, and a bit of emotional lift. We're going to build this in a workflow-first way, so you can actually reuse it in future tracks. We'll set up the bass lane, design the rhythm, shape the tone, automate the movement, resample it, and then arrange it like a proper DJ-friendly moment. The idea is speed, clarity, and repeatability. First, set up three tracks, sub, mid-bass, and bass effects or resample. Group them into a bass bus straight away. Name them clearly, color them, and keep the layout clean. That might sound basic, but in DNB, organization saves you. You want to move fast when you're chasing a vibe. Keep the sub simple. Use operator or wavitable, and make it mono from the start. Don't overthink the sub. It's the anchor. The mid bass is where the character lives, and the resample track is where we'll print the movement once it's working. Put a utility on the bass group so you can check mono compatibility as you go. This matters a lot. If the low end starts getting wide or blurry, you'll lose punch immediately. In drum and bass, kick and sub relationships are unforgiving, so build discipline into the session from the beginning. Now let's get the Amen style rhythmic source going. The sunrise flip still needs that breakbeat DNA, because that's what gives it identity. You can do this two good ways in Ableton. One way is to drag in an Amen style break or broken drum loop, then use sliced a new MIDI track with transient slicing. In simpler, keep it in classic mode. The other way is to program a break-inspired pattern with drum rack, using kick, snare, ghost notes, and hats to imply the feel. For the bass, don't copy the break literally. Use the break rhythm as a trigger pattern for bass notes and bass stabs. That's the move. We want the line to feel break-driven, but still bass-forward. So think in short syncopated phrases, little pickups before the snare, and small gaps where the bass can answer the drums instead of sitting on top of them. A good starting point is a 2-bar MIDI phrase with notes in the 1/8 to 1/4 bar range, plus an occasional 1/16 pickup. Add one longer held note somewhere in the phrase. That sustained note is important because it creates emotional lift. It gives the line somewhere to open up. Now design the mid-bass sound. For this, wavitable is a great choice, and operator can also work really well if you want something cleaner and more expressive in the mids. You're aiming for warmth, motion, and harmonics, not just raw aggression. Start with oscillator 1 as a saw or a triangle saw blend. Add a second detuned saw underneath it, a little quieter. Use a small amount of unison, maybe 2 to 4 voices, with moderate detune. Keep the filter as a low pass, with resonance fairly modest. For the envelope, use a quick attack and then decide whether you want a plucky shape or a more rolling one. If you want more snap, keep the decay shorter. If you want a more emotional, open support line, extend the decay and sustain a bit. As a guide, you might keep the filter cutoff somewhere between 120 and 400 Hz to start, depending on how much upper mid presence you want. Resonance around 10 to 25% is usually enough. Attack around 0 to 10 milliseconds. Decay somewhere between 150 and 450 milliseconds for a more percussive feel, or 500 to 900 milliseconds for a wider rolling feel. After the synth, add saturator. A little drive goes a long way here, maybe 2 to 6 dB. With soft clip-on, then follow it with EQ8. If the patch feels cloudy, make a small cut around 200 to 350 Hz. If you need more note definition, add a gentle lift around 700 Hz to 1.5 kHz. And if the top end starts biting too hard, tame the 2.5 to 5 kHz range. The key thing is this. Keep the sub separate, let the mid-bass do the expressive work, but don't force it to cover every part of the spectrum. Now we translate the bass into Amen-style motion. This is the actual flip. The rhythm should echo the break's movement while still functioning like a proper DNB bass line. Write the MIDI so it locks to the drum moments. Anchor some notes with a kick and snare. Add little anticipations before the snare. Use a few repeated notes with tiny velocity differences, and leave space for one longer held note. A useful phrasing idea is to make bar 1 answer the drums, bar 2 open up with a longer note, bar 3 vary the tension, and bar 4 release a little more with either a sustained interval or an octave jump. This is where velocity and note length really matter. Lower velocity makes ghosted notes feel like pickups. Higher velocity gives the phrase weight. Shorter notes create articulation. Longer notes create the sunrise feeling. That's a big teacher note here. The emotional shift often comes less from what notes you use, and more from how long you let them breathe. If you're working in a roller context, keep the line subtle and hypnotic. If you're leaning more jungle, let the bass answer the break more aggressively. Either way, the phrase should feel like it's dancing with the drums. Now let's make it feel like sunrise. This part is all about automation and evolution over time. You want the bass to move from darker and narrower into something more open and radiant. Automate the filter cutoff so it slowly opens over 8 or 16 bars. Automate the saturator drive if you want to either reduce intensity for a softer lift or push it slightly harder for more urgency. Add a bit of width only in the mids, not on the sub. You can also automate the reverb send for selected notes or phrase endings, and use tiny resonance boosts only at transition points. A really effective sunrise move is to high pass the mid bass subtly during the breakdown, then let the full body return with a more open harmonic top. That creates perceived lift without actually making the bass weaker. It's a smart trick, because the listener feels the opening before they fully hear it. Now, one of the best advanced workflow moves, resample the bass to audio once the phrase is working. Don't wait forever. Print it. Create a new audio track set to resampling, or route your bass group into it. Once the phrase is printed, you can slice it, reverse tails, warp only if needed, and make arrangement decisions much faster. This is huge for DNB because once the vibe is right, audio gives you control. You can reverse the tail into the first sunrise hit, add small fades, and shape the moment with precision instead of endlessly tweaking the synth. After that, build the drums around the flip, not against it. The bass only feels powerful if the drum arrangement leaves it room. Use a tight kick and sub relationship. Keep the snare strong, but if needed, soften the body a little. Use break layers with drum bus or glue compressor for cohesion. A little drive on drum bus is fine, maybe 5-15%, but don't crush the life out of it. A small amount of glue compression, just 1-2 dB of gain reduction, can help the drum bus sit together. For the sunrise section, it helps to thin the drums just a little before the flip. Maybe remove some kick layers for the last 1 or 2 bars, let the snare space open up, then bring hats and ghost breaks back after the emotional hit. That contrast makes the bass feel bigger without adding low-end mess. For transitions, use stock Ableton effects that support the emotion without cluttering the mix. Hybrid reverb on ascend can create broad atmosphere. Echo is great for delayed tails on selected bass notes. Auto filter can build tension. Reverb can add distance if you keep it controlled and short. A strong transition workflow could be: send only the last note of a phrase into echo, automate the feedback up briefly near the switch, reverse a printed bass stab or break chop into the first hit, and add a short impact layer like a filtered noise hit or simple swell. Keep it intentional. In DNB, long effects tails can blur the punch unless you manage them carefully. Now mix it with discipline. The sub stays mono. The mid bass gets controlled saturation and EQ. The drum bus stays cohesive, but not overcompressed. The bass group should be glued, not squashed flat. Use Spectrum to watch for buildup in the low mids, and check mono regularly with utility. Watch the 2-5 kHz range, because saturation can make that area get harsh fast. A sensible bass group chain might be EQ8, saturator, glue compressor, utility, and maybe a subtle limiter just for safety, not for loudness. If the bass feels emotional but weak, don't just turn it up. Check the sub envelope. Check whether the mid bass is masking the kick. Check whether too much reverb is washing away the punch. Usually the fix is in the balance, not the volume. Then arrange the flip like a proper DJ moment. Think intro, first drop, breakdown, sunrise flip, outro. That structure gives the emotional payoff somewhere to land. A simple 172 BPM structure could be 16 bars intro, 32 bars first drop, 16 bars breakdown, 16 or 32 bars sunrise flip, then a 16-bar outro. You don't need to change everything. Often, the biggest lift comes from only 2 or 3 changes. Open the filter, lengthen the bass notes, lighten the drum texture, and bring in a pad or vocal chop for harmonic support. That restraint is what makes the moment hit. If you try to do too much, the track loses focus. Let me give you a few common mistakes to avoid. First, don't make the flip too melodic or you'll lose the DNB identity. The emotion should come from tone and phrasing, not from turning it into a pop bass line. Second, Don't overwiden the bass. Sub stays mono. Third, don't drown the bass in reverb. Use it on selected notes, not the whole line. Fourth, never neglect the kick and sub relationship. In this genre, that relationship is non-negotiable. And fifth, don't overfill the phrase with notes. A sunrise flip needs space. A few pro moves if you want more edge. Add a tiny amount of frequency shifting or ring mod-like texture only on the upper mids, and automated down as the sunrise opens. Use drum bus lightly on the mid bass if you want more aggression. Duplicate the mid bass into a grit layer and a warmth layer and blend them quietly. Add tiny pitch movement to a few notes for a haunted, human feel. And if you want a more hopeful tone, push a little energy around 1 to 2 kHz on a parallel layer instead of brightening the whole bass. Also, try thinking in two passes. First, make it groove against the drums. Then make it sunrise emotional. If you try to do both at once, you usually overdesign the sound. That's an important workflow lesson.